let my people go. As soon as Moses and Aaron reached Egypt, they had a meeting with the leaders of their people. Aaron told them the news. Moses did miraculous signs for the people. They believed. They worshipped and thanked God. Oh, how tired they were of working as slaves. Moses and Aaron went to speak to King Pharaoh. Jehovah says, "Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." "Who is Jehovah?" asked Pharaoh. "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go away into the wilderness to worship." "I don't know Jehovah. I will not let Israel go," shouted Pharaoh. He was angry because he thought Moses and Aaron wanted to take his slaves away from their work. Pharaoh made the Hebrews work even harder after that day. "They are lazy," shouted Pharaoh. Now they had to make as many bricks each day as before, but now they had to find their own straw for each brick. The taskmaster shouted at the Israelites every day, "Make bricks, make bricks, work harder, work harder." Many Israelites were beaten because they couldn't make any more bricks. Now the Israelites were really sad. They were very unhappy with Moses. They blamed Moses and Aaron. A very sad Moses prayed to God, "Why have you done this to the people? Why did you send me?" Moses was discouraged. God said, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. By a strong hand shall he let them go, and by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land." Again God talked to Moses. He explained his plan. Moses believed, but the people didn't want to listen to Moses again. Their hope was gone. Of course, they didn't know God very well at that time. God had only begun to work with a stubborn king, Pharaoh. God knew just how to get the people free. "But I will be with you." Moses made all kinds of excuses. God answered Moses and explained what Moses should do and what Moses should say. God promised Moses that his brother Aaron would help him. Aaron was a good speaker. God would teach them what to do and what to say. Moses went home and told his father-in-law, Jethro, that he wanted to go back to Egypt to see his relatives. Jethro said, "Go in peace." God told Moses that all the people who had wanted to kill him were now dead. Over in Egypt, the Lord spoke to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness and meet Moses." He had not seen his brother Moses for more than 40 years. How excited and glad they were as they met in the wilderness.